Glass ran home, weaving through crowds of panicked civilians and stone-faced guards. "Oh, thank God," Sonia said as Glass rushed into the flat. "I was so worried." She shoved a water pitcher into Glass's arms. "Go fill this up in the bathroom. I'm not sure how much longer the water will last." "What's going on?" Glass asked. "They closed the sky bridge." "What were you doing near the bridge?" her mother asked, then blinked, taking in the clothes Glass had changed into after the comet viewing party. "Oh," she said flatly, a wearied understanding overtaking her features. "That's where you were." "What's happening?" Glass repeated, ignoring her mother's look of disapproval. "I'm not sure, but I have a feeling." She trailed off, then pressed her lips together. "I think this is it. The day we all knew was coming." "What are you talking about?" Her mother took the pitcher back from Glass and turned to the sink. "The ship wasn't built to last this long. It was just a matter of time before things started to break down." The water had reached the top of the pitcher and was now overflowing into the sink, but Sonia just stood there. "Mom?" Finally, her mother shut off the water and turned around to face Glass. "It's the airlock," she said quietly. "There's been a breach." A shout rang out from the corridor, and her mother shot a quick glance at the door before she forced a smile and continued. "But don't worry. There's a reserve of oxygen on Phoenix. We'll be okay until they figure out what to do. I promise, Glass, we'll get through this." Glass felt the realization dawning in her mind, twisting her stomach with dread. "What does that have to do with the bridge?" she asked, her voice so quiet it was almost a whisper. "They're already running out of oxygen on Arcadia and Walden. We had to take security precautions to make sure." "No," Glass breathed. "The Council is going to let them all die?" Sonia stepped forward and squeezed Glass's arm. "They had to do something, or else no one would survive," she was saying, but Glass barely registered her words. "It's the only way to protect the colony." "I have to find him," Glass said, trembling. She took a shaky step back. Her head was a frenzy of words and images that bounced off one another, creating more panic than sense. "Glass," her mother said, with something that sounded like pity. "I'm so sorry, but you can't. There's no way. All the exits are sealed." She stepped forward and pulled her daughter into a hug. Glass tried to wriggle free, but her mother tightened her hold. "There's nothing we can do." "I love him," Glass sobbed, her body shaking. "I know." Sonia reached out and took Glass's hand. "And I'm sure he loves you too. But maybe this is for the best." She gave a sad smile that sent chills down Glass's spine. "At least this way, you don't have to say a terrible goodbye."